The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 290, Instrumental Celtic Music. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion of Brittany. Standing stones are pretty awesome and inspiring to see, but imagine 3,000 of them together and you able to make a daily sojourn among the stones. This June, you can see the Carnac stones up close and personal, just a 20-minute walk from where we are staying in the coastal village of Carnac in northwest France. You have until February 15th, 2017 to reserve your spot on the next Celtic Invasion vacation. Enjoy the culture, history, and legends on a timeless adventure with a small group of 6 to 8 invaders. Join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Thank you. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I am a Celtic musician and your podcast host, and that was Andrew Finn McGill from his album Roots. That was The Green Fields of Glentown, The Old Dundee, McFadden's Handsome Daughter. Now, someone emailed a while back and said, you know, I should do a Celtic instrumental show. And I thought about it and I was like, I haven't done one in a long time. In fact, show number 204 was the last one. Now, it was 3 hours, but before that, it was just show number 103. And so two shows out of, what, 290 episodes, that seems kind of a shame. So I figured it is time to do another instrumental show, and that's what this one is all about. Next up, we're going to continue on with Runa. This is the Hunter set from Current Affairs. Thank you.
Thank you.
After Runa was Bill Troxler with Irish Wind from 12 Degrees of Separation, then came Battlefield Band from their new album The Producer's Choice. That was The Canongate Twitch, Steamboat to Detroit, 20 Pounds of Gin, and Break Your Bass Drone. And finally, Wolf and Clover with Shebeg Shamor from a single. Celtic Podcast News. Trad Connect is accepting your votes for Album of the Year. Now, I see several artists who've been featured on our podcast on that list, including Andrew Finn McGill, Kalanua, Creppy School, Inishfall, Jennifer Licko, Nua, Runa, Socks in the Frying Pan, and We Banjo 3. Now, we have some outstanding artists on the show, and I would really love to show them support for their generosity to this podcast. So do me a favor and go vote for one of their albums. Now, I should point out that you do need to be a member of Trad Connect, though membership is free. But this will do wonders for our awesome musicians and our community. So go vote. I want to send a special thanks to the patrons of the podcast. Your generous pledge of as little as $1 per episode pays for the production of this podcast, as well as my time in producing it. You will enjoy a personal podcast feed where you can listen to the show before regular subscribers, occasional extended editions of the show, and of course, my deepest thanks. When we hit a milestone, you get a 2-hour special. We are just $25 away from 2 hours of Scottish music, and of course, next week we have a 2-hour retrospective. Thanks to our newest patrons, Tony, Mark Muller, Michael Bromund, and Terry Stinnett-Hertzig. You can become a patron at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. Let's continue on with the music. Next up, we have Middle Earth from their album Celtic Jigs and Reels. This is Cliffs of Moher. After Middle Earth was Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer. They have a new single out called Ficka Valsen. And apparently on January 3rd, yesterday as I'm recording this, they are a musical extra on the show Holby City. I don't live in the UK, so I'm not watching that show. But if you get a chance to watch the show, that track will be there. So go check it out. After Vicky Swan, Johnny Dyer was Aisin McCullough with Quebec Reels from Far from the Hills of Donegal. And finally, Jed Merrum with Calla's Waltz from his same titled album. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening or from one of your trips to one of the Celtic nations. I love your pictures, so send something in. Call 678-KELT-POD to leave a voicemail message. That's 678-235-8763. Here's a voicemail from Sarah.
This is Sarah. I listen to your podcast when I am doing dishes, cleaning house, homeschooling my two high school boys. Whenever I get a chance, I just, it lifts my spirits. Thanks so much.
I might be biased, but I think Celtic music should be homeschool curriculum. I'm just saying.
I am John Immler from South Bend, Indiana, who just found your Celtic music podcast yesterday. Wow, what a Christmas present. I can only say thank you sincerely and Merry Christmas. Goodbye.
John, I'm glad you enjoyed the present.
Hey, Mark, this is James from Indiana. Just enjoyed a nice, peaceful day in the office on January 2nd, since nobody else is around. And I'm listening to your latest New Year's Eve Celtic music podcast while doing some statistics. I always enjoy what you put out and hope you keep doing it. Thanks.
Hey, James, that sounds like a great way to enjoy some music. I got a text from Dawsonville, Georgia. They wrote, listening to podcast number 287 and prepping Triceratops bones. And from Nia Bay, Washington, making Christmas cookies while listening to the podcast. Alan Marcote emailed a Christmas picture. I enclosed a picture of the star from the top of my tree, and it is special. This is the same star that topped the Christmas trees that I grew up with back in the 60s and 70s. For years, my younger sister had it, but did not use it. A few years back, I asked for it. Well, this year for Christmas, I found out that she had sent it. Talk about a wonderful surprise and flood of memories. I want to wish you and your family a most Merry Christmas and joyous New Year. Thank you, Alan. I hope everyone had a great holiday and Christmas time. We spent Christmas here in Birmingham, and of course, the weather was super warm, so we were out at the park on Christmas Day. It seemed wrong, but we had a great time in the morning ripping open presents and having fun. And of course, after that, we went to Houston to visit grandparents and having a great time. Spent time in the pool. Again, maybe a little wrong, but it was a lot of fun. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up is Creepy School with Mrs. Stewart of Grand Tully set from Horizon. Thank you. After your Creppy School was Caddy Finlayson and Vita Tanga with All Set for St. Pat's from Electric Green. That just seemed appropriate because pretty much now is when people start planning for St. Patrick's Day. And so, I'm planning 3 episodes of St. Patrick's Day music, and it's going to be an amazing show. So stay tuned for all that. It's coming. Lots and lots of St. Patrick's Day music. Then came Sons of Malarkey with Fiona's Chicken and Waffles from Gall's Lads. And finally, Susanna Sevien from her album Os Sonhos Que Volven. That was Follada do Quintero. She is a Galician musician from Spain. If you enjoy Celtic music, listen, like, and share this podcast and download 34 Celtic MP3s for free when you subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Remember, super important, to support the artists who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, download their MP3s, see their shows, and email them. Let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. This is going to do wonders for helping the show grow, and it did grow a lot over the past year, and I'm really excited that that has happened. So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening, for sharing, and for helping spread the Celtic music joy. I want this to be the best year ever for Celtic music, and you can help make that happen by just sharing. So going out there, we're going to finish up with Nua. This is Wide Open from their album Flow, and I will talk to you later. Sláinte. Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Dunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. You can post feedback in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com.